UNAIDS calls for greater private sector support in HIV response. And gunmen in Nigeria kill Muslim worshippers in reprisal attack.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. And now the news in detail. Police in Lusaka have arrested and detained a 38-year-old woman identified as Faith Nyerenda in connection with the possession of offensive materials and unlawful acts causing harm involving suspected acid and a gas cylinder found on a passenger bus. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga said the incident occurred around 04 hours and was reported at Lusaka Central Police Station by 62-year-old Ms. Musonda, a bus driver for Royal Africa Company. He said Mr. Musonda reported that while driving a Scania Marco Polo bus with 58 passengers en route to Nakonde, an unknown liquid began leaking inside the bus, burning several passengers. Mr. Hamonga said seven passengers sustained burns to various parts of their bodies. He said the driver immediately diverted to Lusaka Central Police Station, where the matter was formally reported, and investigations led to the arrest of Faith Nyerenda, 38, of Chazanga compound, who was seated under the leaking container and was reportedly headed to Mpika. Mr. Hamonga said preliminary findings suggest the acid was intended for use in gold purification.
Brief facts of the matter are that while driving along Cairo Road, the bus driver heard passengers shouting that an unknown liquid was streaming down from the inside roof of the bus, burning them. Upon stopping the bus, he discovered that one passenger had loaded the container with suspected acid and a gas cylinder which were leaking. The driver immediately drove the bus to Lusaka Central Police Station, where the matter was formally reported. Police promptly issued medical forms, and all victims were taken to University Hospital, where they were treated and discharged. Their conditions are reported to be stable. Investigations led to the arrest of female Faith Nyerenda, aged 38, of Chazanga compound, Lusaka, who was seated directly under the leaking container and was destined for Mpika.
UNAIDS Zambia has expressed concern that the private sector is only contributing 7% towards the country's HIV and AIDS prevention efforts, despite Zambia having an estimated 1.4 million people living with the virus. Speaking during the chief executive officer's HIV sensitization breakfast meeting today, UNAIDS Zambia country director Dr. Isaac Ahemesa said the private sector has both the responsibility and capacity to support the national HIV response through financial, technical, and logistical contributions. Dr. Ahemesa has encouraged companies to adopt workplace HIV policies, provide services for their employees, and contribute financially to a private sector HIV fund.
The private sector contribution together with government to the national HIV response is less than 7%. So you look at the quantum of money that the private sector is making to the development of the country in supporting the GDP. And yet when it comes to HIV, it's less than, together with government contribution for the country, is less than 7%. And that's why this meeting is important. It's important because we need to find ways of engaging better.
Meanwhile, National HIV AIDS STI TB Council Director General Dr. Kebi Musokotwane has called on private entities to invest in the local production of HIV commodities and forge stronger partnerships to promote resilience and sustainability in combating the epidemic.
Today we are here to discuss one undeniable truth: the survival of Zambia's HIV program, which depends on the step-up investment and innovation of the private sector. Why the private sector? The reasons are not just philosophical, they are intensely practical. You are the engine of our economy, you drive the growth, innovation and productivity. A healthy workforce is a productive workforce. HIV impacts your employees, their families, your consumers. Investing in their health is a direct investment in your company's stability and the bottom line.
And Cabinet Office Permanent Secretary for Special Duties, Dr. Lakson Kasonka, has reaffirmed government's commitment to working closely with the private sector in order to achieve the goal of eliminating HIV by 2030. Government, in partnership with Zebra Manufacturing Zambia Limited and the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company, has commenced works to divert the University of Zambia sewer line in order to end persistent blockages and overflows along Tabombeki Road. In a statement, Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, said this intervention is expected to provide lasting relief to residents, businesses and motorists who have long endured the challenges caused by recurrent sewer failures in the area. He said the existing asbestos cement pipelines owned by UNSA has been prone to frequent breakdowns. The minister said Zebra Manufacturing is fully funding the project as part of its corporate social responsibility, while LWCS is providing technical supervision. The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has allocated 1.1 million kwacha for the construction of a medical supplies storage facility at Kalingalinga Clinic in Munali Constituency. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Wulumba Nyambe says this medicine storage facility, whose funding has been secured from the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, will be completed within a six-month construction period. He said the Kalingalinga Health Facility currently does not have any storage facility for medicines, forcing it to improvise a small office where patients in the area are provided with access to medicines. Ms. Anyambe said once completed, the health center, which attends to over 300,000 residents, will now be able to offer quality medical services and treatment to patients, thereby addressing the inadequate medical storage challenge at the clinic.
This medical storage facility whose funding has been secured under the 2025 CDF will be completed within a six-month construction period. Currently, the Kalingalinga Health Facility does not have any storage facility for medicine, forcing staff to improvise a small office where patients in the area are provided with access to medicines. And once completed, the health center, which attends to over 300 residents, will now be able to offer quality medical services and treatment to patients, thereby addressing the inadequate medical storage challenge at the clinic.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Dayali has called newly elected Zambia Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport, ZCILT, Council to be above board and support the new established logistics department under the Ministry for Enhanced Flow of Goods and Services in the region. Speaking when the Council's Executive Committee paid a courtesy call on him at his office, Mr. Dayali said the team must avoid patronage at the cost of qualified experts in recruitment of staff at different levels in the sector. He said government has come up with the logistics department to close the bottleneck created over the years, and therefore ZILT remains key to achieving the effective movement of goods and services across the region.
The logistics component is brought in because that, His Excellency believed, was the missing link, that things were being done haphazard, and that is not good for business. Those congestion that border crossing, that those are not good times of trade. All right? Delayment at the berth, at the port, when a foreigner ship has docked for 2-3 weeks before a ship can actually be put in to a floating cargo. All those delays do add to the cost of doing business.
And ZCILT President Brigadier General Fred Mwale said the Institute wants the parent ministry to succeed.